Welcome to Exiled and Rising. You are seen. You are heard. And here, you are welcomed. Have you ever been called cold, distant bitch? If you did, and if you still do, welcome. This episode is for you. Has anyone ever looked at your unreadable face and assumed there is nothing underneath? So today we are breaking that myth. Because what the world sees as cold, I see pure survival. Let me repeat this. What the world sees as a cold, I see is a pure survival. And I deeply respect the need to protect yourself and make your face cold. So let me read you something I wrote in my book here, The Trauma We Don't Talk About. It's a volume 1, page 5, if you're in the book club. Were you ever called distant, arrogant, cold bitch? Do people or you wonder why you're expressionless? Why can't anyone read your face? The reason is because having any expression was a trigger for the sadistic person you lived with or still living with, or the society you lived with, where you're a minority, when you're marginalized, when you're a different ethnicity, different religion, different race, different gender by their standards, different beliefs by their standards. And being different was very dangerous. Sometimes being different means being joyful. And for many families, that wasn't allowed. And then you learn that joy was dangerous. You learn that your face, your joy, who you are, your identity, your culture, your light, was something they wanted to extinguish and killed. Literally, as we can see nowadays, what's happening in our world with our neighbors. And psychologically. So let's just breathe that in together. Yeah. Just gently soften your jaw, unclench if you have to. And notice what happens in your chest when you think about smiling or being who you are in front of the wrong person or community. So let's continue. This is how you learned to express nothing. No joy, no happiness, no excitement. And you became flat and dry with a dead expression. And it's hard to say these words, but it's harder to live them. To be who you are to be seen smiling, big and expensive, only to feel it stripped from you a moment later. The moment you became big in your own vitality, in your own expression of self, that was stripped away, that was killed. And this is where many of us, we just stopped shining. Not because we lacked joy, but because someone made it unsafe. Someone did. And if it feels okay, just bring one hand to your heart and one to your belly and feel the temperature of your own presence, of your aliveness below cold face. You're here. And I'm right here with you. And think about when you stopped sharing any joyful things about yourself and why. Any expression of yourself. Who made you feel worse after they saw you happy? After they saw you blossoming in your own identity. And you had to become blank, blank as here. This blank, blank, as this piece of paper. You became blank on the outside to protect yourself from harm. And you couldn't, it was a privilege. Privileged people, they don't even think about this. They don't have this even in their awareness. Mm-hmm. You couldn't afford to show your emotions because it was dangerous. And so many people don't understand this. They think flatness, coldness is emptiness. And they know this. It is a strategy to keep you alive, to keep you safe. It is a brilliance of your mind. It is a brilliance of your mind. It is protection. And I bow to you. I bow to you. And I deeply respect that protective part, what kept you and still is keeping you safe. Because you were not cold and you are not cold. You were very calculated in your survival. That deserves respect in my books. Calculated in your survival. And when most people look at you, they can't see the richness of your soul, the potency of your mind, the brilliancy and the bravery of your being. They can't. only other trauma survivors can look beyond here. Only someone who lived it can look beyond that blank piece of paper and see what lies beneath. Heightening my depths is how I survive. Many times. So did you. So bow to you. Wow, bow to you. And when I see someone with a flat, rigid face, arrogance, almost unpleasant, angry, shielded, I see armor. I don't see distance. I see depth. I see protection. I see intelligence. I see a soul who seeks to be connected in a safe and kind way. And if you feel unseen, if you have been labeled as cold, I invite you to whisper just to yourself, my depths are sacred. Let me repeat this. My depths are sacred. And you don't have to prove your worth. You don't have to. You don't have to prove it. Because someone who knows what it means to go and live through complex trauma will get you. And you're not broken because you're unreadable. You're not broken because you're unreadable from outside. Actually, I would rather spend time with you than someone who is, and then just surface level. What do you get from those connections? Just 5 minutes and then out next. So every time I see a blank flat, a shielded face, a cold bitch, I see a beautiful, rich soul inside. I honor that person. I honor you. Because I know how the cold bitchness was born. I know why. And I have hope that that richness inside of you will be unveiled with the safe person who deserves you, who deserves that richness, who deserves that depth. Because that depth deserves to be seen. And you have always deserved safety, decency, respect. and love. And I see the shield you wear. And I see the tenderness it's protecting. Here. And if it's never safe to soften, that's okay. In this moment, if this is not safe to soften, that's okay. And if today, in this moment, you feel even a flicker of warmth behind your eyes as we connect, as you connect with my voice, let that be on quiet sunrise. It can be very quiet. That may be a new spark. Just a new spark of softening. See this instead of this. And I respect this. I respect this fully. And then when you're on your own, feel that. You're not cold. You're a diamond. You're a heat under pressure. You are that light in hiding. You are. There is a richness. There is a richness in your distance from others. There is a richness in being very cautious. There is a reason why. I can see that. And you're still here. Yes. Yes. And thank you for being here exactly as you are. Because that's something that makes you safe and it's needed. And if you're walking down the street or you see someone in your office, if you see that kid in high school, shielded and cold, if you see your neighbor you cannot even stand because he's not all up for chat, shiny, with positive energy, vibing on a good frequency for you. Yeah, there is a reason why. There is a reason why. And you were cold, cold bitch. Yeah. Full respect. Full respect. Until next time, I am Anna Mile. Follow, subscribe, check all the show notes links. This is Exhale and Rising. And be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Take care.